Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Hey, listeners, today is Free Ride Friday, so make sure you hang on to the end of the episode to hear who won this week's free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. If you're just joining us here on the $100 MBA show, every Friday we give away a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. That's over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, workbooks, our Facebook group, ask questions anytime, a whole lot more. And all you got to do to win is to leave us an iTunes rating and review. Every Friday, we do a random draw with all those who left us reviews, and we give away a free ride. And we announce it on Free Ride Friday. All right, guys, let's jump into today's episode. Hey-o! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that keeps your business muscles pumped every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. You can check out all our free goodies, our free course, our free guides over at 100mba.net. And in today's episode, we'll be teaching free courses versus free ebooks. Which converts better? Whatever business you have, whatever niche, whatever market, you got a content market. You got to be able to grow an email list. And one of the best ways to do that is to offer a great, valuable piece of content, whether it's a free course or an ebook. Now, there are other things you can offer, but these are the two most common because they work so well. So in today's lesson, I'm going to share with you some of the insights that we learned from our own website, because on the $100 MBA, we offer both ebooks and a free course. We're going to share what converts better, why, and how you can make a decision for your business. All right, guys, let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by SumoMe, the number one tool to use to grow your email list and to increase your website traffic. Best of all, it works on all websites, and it's absolutely free. Their Free Forever plan has everything you need to get started. We've been using SumoMe for over 2 years now, and it's the single most effective tool we've used to help build our email list and increase our traffic. Check them out at sumome.com. Again, that's sumome.com. Now, video courses, or courses in general, and ebooks are different mediums. And for the sake of argument, or for the sake of today's lesson, we're going to say all our free courses are going to be video courses. You can, of course, do a course via email, which will be text. But in this day and age, when it comes to courses, people really prefer video courses, just because they can sit back and watch and maybe do something else, like have a bite. Now, a video course and ebook differ because, of course, ebooks are in written format, or maybe they have some graphics and things like that. So the consumption of this product or the consumption of this content is going to be different. So I'm going to put some parameters around these two before we compare and contrast and talk about conversions. The thing I learned through my years of experience in business, as well as building the $100 MBA, is whether it's a video course or an ebook, you got to keep the content in small chunks. And especially if this is a small, free first course they're taking, you want to make sure the course itself in its totality is not huge. It's not going to take forever to complete. So if it's a video course, you know, 6, 7, 8 videos is plenty. And each video being around 3 or 4 minutes is fine. Even 2 or 3 minutes is fine. It's really the content that matters. It's really what you actually teach in those 2 to 3 minutes. But the point here is that within about 30 to 40 minutes, they can complete the course. Same thing goes with the ebook. We have 5 different guides on the $100 MBA website that you can download for free. And each guide varies in length, but none of them are huge. I think our longest guide or ebook is about 30 or 40 pages. And I think that's just one of them. We have guides that are just one page. We have ebooks that are about 15 pages. The point here is that we want to make sure they can consume it within 30 or 40 minutes in one sitting. I want them to be able to get something out of it and get a win. Now, obviously, there's going to be people that prefer reading, and there's going to be people that prefer watching videos. But when we're talking about conversions, we have to talk about perceived value. Is it worth it for me to give my email address for this piece of content? And in my own experience with the $100 MBA, we give 5 free guides, and we have a video course as well. And we even experimented with different video courses. We also have a free video course over at Webinar Ninja. We found that the courses convert better because of perceived value. Now, when I say better, it's not extremely better, like 100% better, but it's significant. It's about 45% better. People just perceive a video course to be higher value, and it calls them to take action a lot faster. Like, hey, I'm on the site. I might as well just put my name and email address and sign up for this course now. Versus an ebook sometimes is not as compelling. Now, that depends on what you offer in the ebook. How specific is the actual ebook? What is it actually going to deliver? What is it going to help them with? Our guides do convert because they're specific. They talk about business planning, branding. It's a very specific thing. It's not just about business. It's about teaching and presenting. We have one about creating an online course. So you can tell that each one is very specific and will cater to a specific need. Now, there's a reason why we offer both. We have guides. We have video courses. We have blog posts. We have infographics. So we have a lot of different things on our site. Why do I offer a variety of things? The obvious answer is that you want to be able to cater to everybody. Some people like to read. Some people like to, you know, look at images. Some people like to watch videos. But that's not really it. We want to step back a little bit and just remind ourselves that the end goal is the same. We're all trying to get a visitor on our website to join our email list so we can continue to give them value, build a relationship, build rapport, build trust. So when they are ready to buy, they'll buy from us. That's how content marketing works. That's how your sales process works. So that's the end goal. We want to make sure that we can provide great value. Now, it's all about what converts best. Where can our efforts be best utilized? How can we make sure that we can get the most people on our email list with the content we provide? So I said that video courses convert better for us, but that's our audience. That's our business. And even though it converts better, I don't remove my ebooks or my guides. I keep them because they are serving our market, just not as much as a course. So what about you? How do you choose? I can't tell you how your market's going to react. Some markets, they prefer guides or ebooks or white pages. Some markets, it's videos. So you need to decide. And the best way to do that is to test. So my advice to you is to get started with what you feel is most comfortable to you. Which medium comes natural to you? Do you like to be on video? Do you like to teach on video? Whether that's using PowerPoint slides and talking over them or being on camera? Or do you find it comes easier or it's your strength to write and to teach in that way? Choose one and get started. Once you've completed one course and you're offering it, track your progress. And the way to do that is you got to check your Google Analytics, your analytics, your traffic to your website. How many people are landing on that free course page where they opt in? And if you don't have Google Analytics tracking, you got to do that. It's free. We have a lesson here on the $100 MBA show on how to do that. We have a full course inside the $100 MBA that teaches you how to utilize Google Analytics to help your business and your website. So what you do is you find out how many people are actually visiting that page every month, and you compare that to how many people are signing up. So if you get 100 page visits and 5 signups, you're converting at 5%. The percentage doesn't matter. It's the trend. How is it increasing or decreasing, or how's it going? Is it getting better? Are people signing up? And once you've established one opt-in, one freemium model where you can get people to sign up for your email list via either ebook or course, you can move on and try the other one and compare and see how your market reacts. This is not a huge task, creating a course or a ebook. Some of the guides that we created on the $100 MBA website, it took us about 4 or 5 days to create. And that's some of the longer ones. Same thing when it comes to a video course. Keep it minimal viable and just get it out there. You can iterate later on. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, SumoMe. SumoMe is not only just one tool to help build your traffic and your email list. It's several tools. When you install SumoMe, you have access to all their apps, their list builder, their heat map, so you can see where people are clicking on your website, their Discover app, where you can get free traffic to your site by sharing other people's posts and they can do the same, their welcome mat, which is huge. We use it on the $100 MBA. It's great. It's a good way to have a call to action as a landing page when somebody goes to a high traffic page. A smart bar, a little cute little bar that comes out of the top of your website to talk about promotions or get people to sign up for the latest thing. And a whole lot more. And get this, SumoMe is free. They have a free forever plan that is enough for you to just get started. It works on every single website. It's super easy to use. And the team behind it over at AppSumo are amazing. So sign up for SumoMe. Get it on your website right now. Head on over to SumoMe.com. Again, that's SumoMe.com. To wrap up today's lesson, I really believe that video courses are very powerful for my market. But I do think ebooks and guides have their place. And they're a great supplement. It's also something else for somebody to consume for free other than the course. Say, for example, I have a visitor that joins and signs up for my free course. Automatically, in my autoresponder sequence on the email, I send them an email with access to our guides. So not only do they get the free course, but later on, they get the free guides as well. So it's more value I can give them as being a part of my email list. So keep that in mind. It's not just about getting them on the list. It's also keeping them on the list and making sure that they are taken care of. These are real people on this email list that need your help. So keep that in mind. Guys, I hope that helps. And I hope you get started and choose a video course or an ebook so you can start having a reason to get people to be a part of your community. Content marketing is the way to go to grow your traffic and your email list. And teaching is the new selling. So get started. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson, but it's not the end of the episode. It's Free Ride Friday, so I got to give away a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. We do a weekly random draw with all our iTunes rating and reviews. Let's see who won this week's free ride. And the winner is Blue Eyed Dragon. Blue Eyed Dragon says, "Just what the doctor ordered, 5 stars. Just came across this, I'm saved. This podcast is one of the few that after listening to it, I was better off than before. The $100 MBA show delivers a lot of actionable content in a little time. It's really how to hack business. I'm going to be listening to the entire back catalog. You owe it to yourself to listen to it." Wow, thank you, Blue Eye Dragon. Awesome review. Thank you so much. We are happy to be able to offer this to you and enjoy the back catalog. By hitting subscribe, guys, you have access to all of our 600 plus episodes. If you don't hit subscribe, your app will only give you access to the latest 300. So if you want to go dig deep in the archives, there's some gems in there, a lot of them, hit subscribe. All right, Blue Eye Dragon, congratulations. You are now a member. We need to hook you up. So make sure you email us at support@businessrepublic.net so we can hook you up with a free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. Guys, every week we do this, just leave us an iTunes rating and a review and you can win a free ride. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget that tomorrow's Q&A weekends where we answer listeners' questions right here on the show. On Saturday, we got a question about the benefits of starting a B Corp certified. And on Sunday, we talk about how much does it cost to run a podcast. Can't wait to answer those questions. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. I know that some of you might be thinking when you're listening to a podcast episode like this, when am I going to have the time to create a course? Or when am I going to have the time to create an ebook? I'm still trying to figure out what I'm doing. I'm still trying to figure out my website or what I'm all about. Well, what I want to say to you is I 100% feel you. I know it can get overwhelming. But what I want to encourage you to think about when it comes to a free course or free ebook or any free content is that this is your legacy. This is the stuff that actually exists in the world. So you can even just get started with that. You can have a site that's just one page with a headline that describes what you are, a little description, a picture of you, and this, your free course or your free ebook with an opt-in. That will give you an idea of who your audience is, and you can build around that. You can ask questions once they're on your email list. You can find out what they need and what they want. The content is really what your business is all about. I'll be completely honest with you. We wouldn't have a business if we didn't have so much content around our business, including over 600 episodes on the $100 MBA show. This is really the legacy of our business. This is what we're going to leave behind for people to learn from us. So start your legacy with your content. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care. We'll be right back.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.